there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
All right, now you can't leave, but I need this spot. Parker, I'm going to sit right where you're sitting. Can you guys sit in front here on the floor facing me? Because if you're sitting where you guys are sitting, you won't be able to see. I'm going to get in here, and then you guys can move around me. How's that sound? All right, now if there are any other children that didn't sing the song but would like to come up front and sit right in the draft, wow. If you'd like to come on up, children. All right, now I have this here, but this is going to have to wait for a minute, okay? All right, well, you'll just have to see, Luke. That's a really good question. The question was, who's the present for? And I guess it's sort of for me, but you'll see in a minute. All right, but we're going to read from the Bible first. This is our gospel reading for today from Luke chapter 2. But a few times during the reading, I'm going to stop and have you repeat it back to me. So you got to be listening. All right, you ready? All right, Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee to the town of Nazareth, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Say Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Oh, we got to do that again. Say Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
All right, we're getting there. All right. Because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord, say the angel of the Lord.
Angel of the Lord.
No, we got to do this much louder. The angel of the Lord.
Angel of the Lord.
We're getting there.
Angel of the Lord.
Perfect. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. Say great fear.
Great fear.
All right, we're getting there. We're doing it. And the angel said to them, fear not, say fear not.
Fear not.
For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Say Christ the Lord.
Christ the Lord.
And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Say, glory to God in the highest. You guys can help out there too. Let's try that again. Say, glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God in the highest.
and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Now, what is tomorrow? Yeah, that's a silly question. That one you all know, right? So tomorrow is Christmas, and what are you going to do tomorrow morning? Open presents, of course, of course. Now, can you tell me, I only have time for a couple of you, but can some of you tell me some of your favorite presents that you've been given before? Just one present that you remember that you really like. A doll? A doll, very good. Hold on just a second, bud. A Batman battle robot. That sounds amazing.
A Batman Lego set.
Oh, you want a Batman Lego set. Oh, all right.
Hey,
Caleb, what did you say? A train. Are there any girls that want to answer the question? The boys are speaking up. They want to talk about presents.
I want a train,
too. Oh, Liza Jane wants a train, too.
Any
others? All right, last chance. Anybody else want to say one of their favorite presents?
Three Lego sets.
A scooter. All right, now I have some presents here that I was given. Are you ready to see them?
Yeah.
Are you ready? All right, now this one, you can touch it. It's kind of fun. This is a fancy shirt from Uganda. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Isn't that pretty cool? You want
to
go to Uganda one day? I'd love that. All right, now here's the next one. Are you ready for this? You ready for this? This has a funny story behind it. Are you ready? What is this?
A pocket
chocolate. A pocket. Not quite a pocket. What is it?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. That's right. It's chocolate. Now, this is fun because when I was little, my dad was my pastor. And people used to ask me what they should get my dad for Christmas. Now, you have to know, my dad doesn't eat chocolate. He doesn't like chocolate. He's very, very strange, but he does not like chocolate. So you know what I used to tell everybody they should give him? Because who did he give it to when he got it? That's right. So I brought some chocolate. That was a present that I got. And here's another fun one. Now, this is interesting. I doubt you know what this is.
What is that?
It looks a little bit like a dollar bill, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not from the United States. It is money. Where is it from?
Guernsey.
This is a Guernsey pound. This is sort of a dollar bill from the island of Guernsey. Who knows what my last name is?
Guernsey.
Isn't that pretty cool? All right. Now, I told some of your parents this story a little bit ago, but when I was growing up, my dad taught me something that I still remember. Every Christmas, I told your parents this recently, some of them have heard it, but now I want to have a chance to tell you. But my dad taught me something, because for Christmas, we would go to church on Christmas Day, and we had this tradition where what we would do is we would all bring a present with us to church. And we would go around, and we would take the present that we had been given, and we would bring it into church, and everybody in the room would have a present. And when it was our turn, we would hold it up, and we would say, a Guernsey pound, and everyone would sort of admire the gift. And then we would all say together, "Bless, O Lord, this Guernsey pound," and use it to remind us of Jesus, the greatest gift of all. And then we'd go to the next person, and then we'd say, a bar of chocolate. And we'd say, "Bless, O Lord, this bar of chocolate," and use it to remind us of Jesus, the greatest gift of all. And then we'd go around to the next person, and all around. And the thing is, you want to eat the chocolate. Well, that chocolate is mine. And I've already told you how much I like chocolate, so if it were open, I would share it, but it's not yet. So, and it's going to stay closed for tonight. But you know, our Bible reading from both the Old Testament, which Mr. Filczek read from up there, and the New Testament, which I read here, both of them tell us that God promised a very special gift to all of us. Boys. Thanks, boys. God promised a very special gift to all of us, and he said that a very special child would be born. And our readings from both the Old Testament and the New Testament remind us that that very special promised child was born that first Christmas. When baby Jesus was born, that was God's greatest gift to us ever. And so especially tomorrow, as you get to open gifts, presents, that's right. Tomorrow, I'm going to invite you to teach them that these gifts that you get to open tomorrow are supposed to remind you of Jesus, the greatest gift of all. So as you open your presents tomorrow, I want you to teach them that your presents are supposed to remind us of Jesus, the greatest gift of all. Can we pray together? Boys, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to earth to be born as a baby, to teach us about you, to die on the cross for our sins, and to be raised to life for our salvation. We thank you for Jesus, the greatest gift of all. Amen. Amen. All right, you can go back and sit with your families. You're going to keep thinking about chocolate. I can understand that. I think I'm probably going to be thinking about chocolate too, Luke. As the kids are returning, a popular Christian writer once wrote this: "If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness, so God sent us a savior." Ultimately, our greatest need is forgiveness. In so many ways, we've made a mess of things. Deep down, we need love and healing and forgiveness. And the joy of Christmas is that God himself, in the baby Jesus, God himself became one of us. He entered into our messy world, got his hands dirty, and joined us that we might be joined with him. On June 5th, 1978, a 7-year-old boy named Martin Turgeon slipped off a wharf and fell into the Prairie River in Saskatchewan. At least a dozen adults watched from the shore, standing on the shore, watched him struggle for a few moments before he sank and was lost. None of them went in to save Martin. Why? Why in the world didn't any of the adult onlookers dive in to rescue him? Because just upstream, a plant had dumped raw sewage into the water, directly into the river. And the water was highly polluted and smelly and dangerous to one's health. And the newspaper quoted an onlooker who later said, reflecting back, "We weren't going to jump in there. The water was far too dirty." But the message of Christmas is that God himself jumped into the messiness of our world to pull us out. God jumps into the mess that we've made in our world to rescue us and give us life and love and hope and joy. God gets his hands dirty by becoming one of us, by becoming a human being in order to be the Savior that we so desperately need. God didn't look at us and our situation and say, "I'm not going there, it's too dirty." He came among us to rescue us and to bring us to himself. We follow an incarnate Lord who has jumped into the muck of our world to rescue us. He's not distant and uncaring. He loves us and took upon himself human flesh, identifying with us, becoming one of us, entering our world to seek us out and bring us home. He was born so that he could bring us forgiveness and healing and restoration. And I know that there are some here today who feel like we're flailing around, maybe even flailing around in sewage-filled water. There is something about the holiday season that brings that out for some people. If that's where you are, if that's where you find yourself, then hear the message of Christmas, that the Savior has come to you. He jumped into the mess and is there with you and for you, reaching out to grab your hand and lift you up. And the Bible teaches us that we need to receive that hand. We need to receive God's gift of rescue and healing and forgiveness and love. And perhaps you've never done that. And if that's the case, if you've never accepted Christ, if you've never turned to him for his love and restoration and rescue, if that's you, then I have one very specific thing that I want you to do. I'm not putting anybody on the spot. But if that's you, then I have one very specific thing I want to invite you to do. In a few minutes, we're going to have communion. And everyone in the room is going to be invited to come forward for communion. And if you've never turned to Christ, if you've never accepted his gift in trusting in him, then I'm going to invite you to come forward with everybody else. No one's going to get singled out. And just as one of the pastors wearing one of these comes by, just raise your hand a little bit just to us. And we'll just stop right what we're doing and pray with you right then and there. Simply come forward with everybody else and just raise your hand, and we will stop whatever we're doing and pray with you right then and there. Now, others here I know very well have received God's gift of love and rescue and do trust in Jesus and do trust in what he's accomplished in the cross and resurrection for us. And if that's you, then I want to encourage you to just allow this Christmas message of radical and messy rescue to just sink in again today. Allow the message of God's immense love, the God who would humble himself to become a human baby, to live and die and rise again for our salvation. Hear again the joy of Christmas, of Emmanuel, that God is with us and among us, and he shall reign forevermore. So Merry Christmas. Try that again. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.